In this episode of the Rotten Reamer podcast, we are going to be talking about the death of Takeoff from the popular rap group Migos, who's fatally shot outside of his private party. We're also going to be talking about Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter, which is, spoiler alert, already going to deep shit, but we'll get into that in a second. And finally, we're going to be talking about the curious case of Photoshop, Adobe actually, and Pantone charging its Photoshop users to use colors. Isn't that fucking crazy? More of this on the Rotten Reamer podcast right after this ad. Welcome back to the Rotten Reamer podcast. My name is Richard, and I will be your host, as usual, until I get sick and I maybe can find someone to take over the podcast for like a week or so. I don't know. I'm here, and let's just begin with the... Let me just ask how you guys are doing. Have you guys had a fun week? Because I have. I've finally finished all my homework for the week, and now I can focus on doing my final projects for my classes, and I am actually very excited because it means it is about to end. Yes! I know that I talk about my classes a lot on the podcast, but like, look at it from my perspective. I've pretty much fucked up a lot trying to get my life together, and now for the first time in my entire life, it actually feels like things are coming together. And I'm progressing in my life. You guys have no idea, but I actually talked about how much I am excited for being 30. I think because my 20s were awful, but I did learn a lot of lessons, but that doesn't make it better. Doesn't mean that my 20s were any better. They just sucked just as hard as I remember. I'm excited to be 30, though. It means that I can, you know, maybe get my shit together, finally. And I can live life happily and work somewhere that I can actually enjoy working. Because I do want to just work with computers, I want to create art, and I don't want to work in retail anymore, because I hate working with people. It's the worst, let me tell you that right now. It sucks. So I'm just excited to get my associates and then move on to get my bachelor's and then maybe get a better job and blah, blah, blah. That's just the whole thing about school. I don't want to talk too much about school. I've already spent 2 minutes doing that, for fuck's sake. I want to talk about, actually, before I came here and I recorded the podcast, I wanted to talk about how I'm not really getting good sleep, which is weird because it's so cold out, and like, the problem is I'm not cold. The problem is I think my pillows are just, I think I need, just need to wash my pillows because they're kind of getting flat and I need to fluff them back up so that I can sleep comfortably, because let me tell you, mama's got some cricks in her neck. But after that, a friend actually texted me and invited me out to go eat with him. So of course I said yes. It was my payday, and I wanted to go out to eat, and he asked me, where do you want to go? There is a place in Albuquerque called the Two Fools Tavern that sells and makes English food. They also sell a bunch of whiskeys from the United Kingdom, and it was delicious. Oh, God, I'm still full from all that. It was so good. What did I have? I think I had the bangers and mash. Came with 2 English sausages smothered with gravy on top of mashed potatoes. And my friend happened to get the... what was it? The Guinness beef stew. But according to him, there wasn't that much beef pieces in it. Which is weird because, like, in my eyes, food from the British Isles and the United Kingdom are hearty in meats. And they do a lot of beers and meats and shit with it. Oh, God, I love British food. Next time, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to try their Scotch eggs. And if you don't know what a Scotch egg is, it is... Let me get closer so you can hear me. It is a boiled egg, like, covered in sausage, English sausage, uncooked English sausage. So they take it out of the casing and you pack it onto the egg. And then they dredge it and deep fry it. So it's just delicious. It's so good. I tried making Scotch eggs at my house before, and let me tell you this right now, okay? Disaster. Two things I just don't know how to do, apparently, is deep fry food and bake bread by hand. I had some success because I made pan de muerto. It was really good, but it took like 3 attempts to finally get a decent loaf of bread. I'm happy about. It's delicious. But making a Scotch egg, frying food, no. I've tried to fry chicken like 8 times now, and every time I don't know how hot the skillet needs to be and how long it needs to cook. So I end up cooking the outside too hard so it burns, but the inside is still pink and juicy. I'm so ashamed because I had to throw out the chicken, and that's like blasphemy in my eyes to throw away perfectly good chicken, but there's no salvaging it. Oh, I just need to get better at cooking. That's what I've learned now. Okay, so enough of all that. Enough of my fucking crazy ramblings. Let's get into the topics, shall we? Okay, let me pull up the first article. I have it on my phone, and luckily now with this new dongle, I can just record on my phone and not worry too much about having a computer in front of me. The first topic that we're going to be talking about is actually from a few days ago. It is the topic of Takeoff, one of the members of the rap group Migos. He was fatally shot outside of a private party in Houston. And this happened on November 1st, and it kind of saddens me that we lost someone so young. He was killed at the age of 28, which is the same age I am. I can't imagine. He's had so much potential. Someone shot him. Okay, so the article is from CNN.com, and it starts with the title, Takeoff member of rap group Migos fatally shot outside private party in Houston, police say. So, police received a call of a shooting in progress around 2:34 a.m. local time. Houston Police Department Chief Troy Finner said at a news conference Tuesday. They arrived at the A10 Billiards and Bowling Houston, where there was a private party, and found a dead man at the scene. Two other people, a 23-year-old man and a 24-year-old woman, were also injured in the shooting and took themselves to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, said Sergeant Michael Arrington with Police Department's Homicide Division. Employees told police an argument took place after the party ended when a large group of people gathered at the front door area outside the building, which led to the shooting. At least 40 people were at the scene at the time of the shooting, Finner said. That's just unfortunate. Oh, no. See, the thing is, I don't really know much about the group Migos. I know one of the group members is with Cardi B. And let me just look up Cardi B husband. So it's Offset. Oh, and Offset and Cardi B honored Takeoff after his death. This article I'm looking at is from US Weekly. The WAP rapper 30 took to Twitter on Tuesday and shared a video where Takeoff discusses the importance of family. "My dudes gave me this ring," the late performer said in the interview from Complex Music, about a ring featuring a photo of him and his mom. "It's going to stay with me too. I ain't never going to take it off." Oh, god damn. I feel so bad for them. And I don't really like Cardi B, but, like, listen, when someone loses someone like that in such a tragic way, show some sympathy. Even if you don't like them, show sympathy. Know that you're there with them for their grief, and I'm there for them for their grief. Because they weren't just a rap group, they were family too. Like, Quavo, Offset, and Takeoff were family. I think it was like two nephews and the uncle, or something like that. But they were family. They were a rapping family, and they got famous together as Migos. It just, to lose someone in your family that young is, I can't even imagine it. I pray that never happens to any families out there, but it always seems to happen. Unfortunately, that's just how life goes. My heart goes out to the members of Migos and their family. My heart goes out to Cardi B. I mean, she lost a great person in her life as well. I just hope that they take the time to just grieve this loss. And it just sucks. We love you guys. Even though I don't know you, I still love you. And I hope that you can continue making music and continue to honor him. Because he wouldn't want you guys to stop. That's all I have to say on that. So, sorry to start off the articles with a bit of a bummer, but I really just wanted to talk about that first and foremost. Let's move on to another article, which is actually something that really just upset me, is Elon Musk has purchased Twitter, as you guys may have or may have not known, which is just the most obnoxious thing ever. I swear, this man is like a big old man baby, and this whole Elon Musk buying Twitter thing is just, it just infuriates me, because everyone's already jumping ship from Twitter, and he's firing people at an alarming rate. And this is what the article is actually about, is he wants to have users pay to be verified in order to make up for revenue that is coming from, like, bots and stuff, or whatever the fuck he said. Here's the article. It's from CNN. Elon Musk wants Twitter users to pay to be verified. It could create a new set of headaches for the company. And the article goes, in 2009, after Twitter was sued by then St. Louis Cardinals manager Tony La Russa for being impersonated on the platform, the young company introduced a new feature, a blue and white tick. It's like a check mark next to it. You guys have seen it, right? Like, if you look at Taylor Swift's, Twitter, she's verified. And the same with, like, Instagram. Instagram verifies people as well. So, it has, the check indicates that Twitter had verified the account of artists, athletes, government officials, and agencies, and other public figures. So anyone who was, like, socially, culturally, in the pop culture moment, important, a figurehead, basically. But ever since Elon Musk purchased the company, let me see. Musk confirmed this week that he's working to launch an updated version of the company's Twitter Blue subscription service, in which any user can pay $8 per month to get or remain verified. The world's richest man also used populist languages, framing the move as a way to break, here we go, Twitter's current lords and peasants system for who has or doesn't have a blue check mark. Does it really matter that much? It's a social media website. Like, Twitter could be gone the next day and no one would give a fuck. It definitely feels that way right now because of Elon Musk's purchase. Elon Musk also unbanned everyone, which is kind of funny because I feel like he's going to be banning everyone who is criticizing him. Because that's just who he is. He doesn't like to be criticized. He is an intelligent man. This is him talking about himself. A very intelligent man. I will give him that he is intelligent, but that does not mean he is smart enough to know what he's doing. Good engineer. Not a great engineer. He's a good engineer. But the thing is, he gets people to do the work for him. He has his own company so that he can hire people to invent things and he could just slap his name on it. You see what I'm getting there? Also, he comes from like a rich family, so of course he was going to be a billionaire. He already had a good start in life. His family like owns emerald mines in Africa. Like, they're those kind of people, and no one seems to care. Well, all the fucking incels on Twitter and all social medias just love sucking Elon Musk's dick. I swear. I hate this man. I hate that we have billionaires in this world making life harder for us. I keep saying it, like, if we just ignore the billionaires and not feed into them, and we just... Something just in my bones is telling me that the day of reckoning for billionaires is coming. That's all I'll say. Let's just keep going with this article. Actually, I want to bring something else up as well. There was a screenshot of Stephen King basically saying, you're gonna be paid $8 for verified? Fuck that. If that happens, I'm out. And then Elon Musk tweeted him and replied saying, well, it's only because we want to get all the bots out of the Twitter, you know? It's not gonna hurt anyone. Isn't the point of social media to be like a free social media? What the fuck is up with all these like subscriptions and shit popping up? It's just infuriating. Like, if I was verified on Twitter, would that really mean anything to me or to anyone? People don't know who the fuck I am. Like, people just don't care who I am. I'm not famous enough to be like, people care who like Shakira is or who Cardi B is. Like, those are figureheads. Paying $8 for on a free social media service. And then Twitter Blue, like, it's like YouTube Red, or like, I don't know. They just want to get rid of ads. They want to make the social media service more streamlined, but it was already streamlined. They just added more stuff so that you would pay for it. It doesn't make sense in my head why anyone would want to pay for social media benefits that aren't really benefits. What do you get out of... Let's look it up right now, shall we? Oof. What is Twitter Blue? Okay. Twitter already has a paid tier called Twitter Blue, where users pay $4.99 a month to have access to ad-free articles from some news publishers. A special tab showing what links are the most popular on the platform, and the ability to change the color of their app icon. Pointless, in my opinion. Just pointless. Just fuck this whole thing. I really hope Twitter goes down the shitter, just the way like Facebook is going, and MySpace as well. Although MySpace didn't deserve it. We failed you, Tom. I'm sorry. Alright, and let's get down to the last. Speaking of unnecessary subscriptions, this just fits perfectly into the next article. It is Adobe Photoshop designers are furious that Pantone is forcing them to pay $15 to use its colors. So, let me just explain a little bit. So, on Photoshop, if you want to use colors, you have to use from Pantone, which is a color website. And since Photoshop, Adobe, and Pantone have split, they're not working together. Pantone is trying to charge $15 a month to use those colors. Because if you don't subscribe to it now, Photoshop will just turn your beautiful colored like design into black and white. So this is what the article from Gizmodo.com is talking about. Let's start off by reading it. Designers who use Adobe's Creator Suite tools, including Photoshop, Illustrator, and InDesign, are furious over a licensing change that forces them to pay Pantone $15 a month, or $90 a year, to work with its signature colors in Adobe's apps. In recent weeks, Adobe has removed support for Pantone-owned colors, which are the industry-preferred standard, from its app, leaving countless designers who use Pantone colors with files full of the color black instead and the following message: "This file has Pantone colors and has been removed and replaced with black due to changes in Pantone's licensing with Adobe. To resolve, click more." Can you imagine if you were a designer and you opened up your Photoshop and you opened up this Photoshop file that you've been working on for months for a company, only to realize that Adobe took out the colors and just replaced them with black? Just due to the fact that they had reportedly split from Pantone. Can you imagine how pissed you would be? Because I'd be furious. I would write a letter to Adobe and I would basically just say, "This isn't fair to me because I had already used these colors beforehand. And I should be able to at least retain the colors for my designs. Because why am I being punished for something that just happened?" It doesn't make it make sense to me. Because it doesn't make sense to me. It's cruel and unkind and selfish for Adobe to just take everyone's colors away, even if you had a design from years ago, years before this happened. They took that color away too because it had Pantone colors. Like, Jesus Christ, what is wrong with you guys? And designers are pissed off. Oh, here's a tweet from Lane Anderson. "Fun times ahead for hashtag Adobe designers. Today, if you open a PSD, a Photoshop file, even one that's 20 years old with an obscure Pantone color, it will remove the color and make it black. Pantone wants $21 a month for access, and solid coded goes behind the paywall in early November. Pantone actually required the removal as they want to charge customers directly." I mean, GIMP is free. You could use GIMP instead. I'm just saying. Let's see. There was another article I wanted to share with you about this that I just love. So, a man by Stuart Semple actually responded to Pantone's bullshit with Freetone. In this article from Adlands.tv, artist Stuart Semple has created Freetones in response to the Adobe updates. Due to a change in how Adobe licenses Pantone colors library are being removed from Adobe, and old files used to be that had Pantone colors will now just have black in it. Unless you license Pantone colors for $21 a month. So, Stuart Semple had something to say about this. He basically tweeted out, "Adobe and Pantone think they can own colors and change us to use them. So I've just liberated the whole color book and I'm giving it away for free unless you're associated with Adobe or Pantone. You can get yours free here." And you know I'm going to be going online and getting that shit. Because I'm not paying no $21. I don't give a fuck. I'm not paying that much just to use fancy schmancy Pantone colors. I don't even... Fuck that company, man. God damn it. Let's see. And that's pretty much the end of the article. But the how fucking entitled must you be for you to say, we aren't going to let you use these colors anymore. You have to pay us directly to use these colors. And then Adobe being like, no, that's not fair. Fine. If you're not going to let us use your colors, then no one's going to have those colors. And just removes the color from, like, there are people out there who spend a year on one design on Photoshop. Can you imagine the blood, sweat, and tears they put into that design only for them to find that it didn't, that all the color's gone? I'd be devastated. Oh my god, these companies are just destroying each other. And as much as it is, as fun as it is to watch these companies fuck themselves over like this, it's a lot of people's livelihoods are on the line. You have to understand it. With Twitter, people are getting fired left and right, and they're leaving, which is not as bad actually, because software engineers for social media are on the rise right now, which is a saving grace for them. But graphic designers that can't even use the colors that they've been using for years. What? Like, their livelihoods are being put at stake here. And that means that there's going to be slower output in designs now, which means companies aren't going to have an identity, because Pantone and Adobe are being little shits about this. And they are essentially trying to gatekeep colors. Like, hello? I hope they do realize, though, that people are going to just start pirating their designs and creating their own color palettes by just pirating their designs. Because you could just use the snip tool and you can go on Pantone's library and just snip, snip, snip and just take their designs. Because what a stupid thing to say that you own colors. Like, fuck off with that. That's some horse shit. All I know from Pantone is that they create those little fancy schmancy little rectangles that have the color of the year. Well, no one cares about your color of the year anymore, Pantone. You're done.